Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Escape to Happiness by George Park is a short romance involving different subjects, a woman in an abusive relationship, and a man who loses his wife and child in a car wreck. A story of love, loss, hope, and starting over. George Park studied library science and literature in college, reading a number of books, real and fiction, along the way. Most of his work life spent in business office jobs at various hospitals in Houston, Texas. Later, George took computer science classes, which led to work as a computer programmer and mid-range storage engineer for a number of large companies around the U.S. His main writing experience has been in family histories and genealogy. And now his romance novel, Escape to Happiness, author George Park joins us on This Week in America. George, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Rick.
I love the story that you tell in Escape to Happiness. Looking forward to our conversation. First of all, what was the motivation? Where did this story idea come from?
Well, I had actually written a romance trilogy before this. And, right after I finished that, it just didn't seem like it was complete. So I started typing. I said, I'm just going to do an outline. And pretty soon it became more than an outline and just kept growing. And I kept having new ideas to have the characters do this or that. And, it worked out very well.
It really did. The book is receiving excellent reviews, Escape to Happiness by George Park. You find the book available at pageturner.us, the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What has been the result of publication? What has this been like for you, getting this book out there and getting the positive response?
Well, one of the things that's happened is over the past period of time, I've had, I don't know, hundreds of calls about this particular book. It seems a lot of people have read it and wanted to promote it, wanted to do things on the silver screen. And so I've been excited to just listen to all the ideas they presented. Of course, a lot of them were more expensive than I could afford at the time. But, things have changed, and I'm excited to see the book move out into the wider world.
Well, it's really so well done and touching so many people, themes that we all can relate to, love, loss, hope, starting over. We all go through all of those emotions in our life. The book is Escape to Happiness. George Park is the author and our guest on the program. I touched briefly upon the story. What is the story about? What brings this story alive?
Well, the story starts out with a gentleman. You see him, he's asleep on a couch or a chair, and the doorbell rings and loud knocks on the door wake him up. And he kind of groggily struggles over to the door and opens it, and there are two police officers out there. And he just can't get it through his mind. What are these two police officers want with him in the middle of the night? And, they ask him, does he have family that could come and stay with him? And this really tosses him for a loop. He has no clue. He's waiting on his wife and daughter to get home from the babysitters. And where he thinks he's only been asleep for a few minutes, he's actually been asleep for 3 or 4 hours. And so he thinks his brother, who lives a couple of streets over, has started a joke on him. And he just can't accept the reason that the police are there. He subconsciously, he knows why they're there, but he just refuses, even after they tell him. He thinks it's a joke. So when he finally comes to the realization of that, even though he's starting off in a successful business, it's just one of those things. His life is destroyed because his wife and daughter have died in this car crash. And so he sinks into alcoholism, and the story for him is one of the workers from his office has to come by and drag him into the shower and get him awakened and out of his drunken stupor to get to work. So he kind of loses his way in life. Just when he was starting to get successful, it was, it's now all over because he was doing it for his family.
You can imagine the tragedy that he goes through, and we feel those emotions in what George goes through. The other main character is Stella. Give us a little bit about her background.
Okay, Stella is a young lady, and she has married and with two young daughters. And when the scene opens on her, what you find is her husband has stormed into the office. It's after 5, and into the home, I mean. It's after 5 o'clock, and he expects his dinner to be, on the table and ready to eat, and there's nothing there. His wife has been busy getting the kids from the babysitters and everything, and he goes into a violent rage, and he beats her up, and, he's done this in the past, which, is just getting worse and worse, and he makes a vague threat towards the children that if things don't improve and she doesn't have that dinner, he's going to leave and come back in half an hour. And if that dinner is not on the table for him, he is really going to, he's going to beat up everybody there. So when he leaves, he drives off in his truck. He leaves. She thinks for a few minutes and realizes that he probably means what he says, and she doesn't want anything to happen to her daughters. So she tells him to, run to their room and put all their clothes in the bed sheet. And she runs to her room and packs a few things. And, she knows she has to escape. Otherwise, the children will be harmed. So she calls a friend and ask her to come over and help her, take her somewhere, give some kind of idea of what to do. And actually, this is where the genesis of this book begins, where when this woman arrives, she does help her. She loads up her car with the kids' clothes and belongings and the lady's suitcase. And so she asks her, if she knows anywhere she can run to hide, because, she's been married a couple of years. The husband knows every place that she knows. She can't go to her parents. She can't go to the park. Any place that she can think of, the husband will think of also, and he'll come after her. So she's just searching around for anything when the woman makes this suggestion, that she has a friend who might be able to help her if she would be interested. And Stella expresses some interest and confusion, doesn't quite know what she's talking about, but says, what do you mean? This man, he helped me a few years back when I was in a kind of a similar problem to what you're in. And he helped me escape from that. And what do I need to do? If you're willing, I'll take you to this person, but you can never mention your name. He won't tell you what his name is, and you don't tell him your name or the kids' names or anything, but he will help you. And so it turns out this is kind of a intermingling of various people who have experienced this either themselves or maybe a sister or a cousin or something, and they have helped them. Well, this is kind of a payback for them. So they help her escape from this home, this abusive relationship, yes, by, taking her to a place where this man will begin her on a journey where he will contact somebody else at a distant place who might could fly her on a plane, could provide a home for her for a temporary period of time, that kind of thing. So it's just a loose organization of people who have either been helped themselves or, you know someone who's been helped and they want to pay that debt back in some manner. So that's how
really turns her life around, doesn't it? I mean, this takes her to a new city. She's there, and by chance, she meets Duncan in a park. I don't want to give away too much as the story unfolds, but we've talked about love, loss, hope, and starting over are the themes that are carried out through the book, Escape to Happiness by George Park. Is this a true story? Is this based on any circumstances that you're familiar with in your life?
Actually, no, it is not. It's just an entirely made-up story. Thoughts just came into my mind. I could do this, that, or whatever. And, you know, each time I came up, it was really surprising to me. Well, gosh, I don't think I've ever seen that in a movie or heard about it in a novel or anything where anything like that has happened. And I just continued to develop that kind of storyline.
Should other women follow the example that you give in the book? Will this be helpful to women maybe going through similar circumstance?
Well, I don't know if they'd be able to find anyone who could assist them in their escape. But yes, if they're in an abusive relationship, I think the government does offer some refuges where women can hide for a time. They might even allow them a separate identity. I've heard of that kind of thing.
Yes.
But yes, if they're in an abusive relationship where the husband is either beating them up or harming children, certainly they need to remove themselves from that environment.
The main character you talked about, Duncan, descends into alcoholism, and it really shatters his life. And I don't want to get into much of the story, but he's able to move on, meet Stella, and goes on, and starting over aspect of the book takes over. Have you seen that in your life, a situation where someone has fallen into that trap of alcoholism?
Well, actually, I've never been a drunkard myself. My wife would get really upset if we take a beer, so I don't know that much. However, when I was in the Navy many years ago, I did see a lot of the young men there. They would go out and get totally wiped out on drink, and I just never went with them into those kinds of situations. So, yeah, it's not something I'm personally familiar with. I know my wife's father, she said that even though her parents were divorced when she was probably 4 or 5 years old, she said that her father was a drunkard, and that was one of the main reasons that her mother divorced the father. So yeah, it's a terrible situation, and one that if you can avoid it, you should.
Escape to Happiness is the name of the book by George Park. You mentioned briefly Stella and her husband, and you discuss in developing that character, he's rude, he's abrupt, not likable at all. Are there such men like that out there? How did you come up and develop this character?
Well, I guess I could, my wife would probably say I'm probably one of the rude ones. I don't talk a lot. And she does talk a lot, and then I interject a bit as much as I can. You know, most of the time she says complete sentences, and it's hard to think of something else that you could add. So, yes, people can be rude in one way or another, and one of those main ways is failing to communicate with each other.
You'll love the characters and how they develop in George's book, Escape to Happiness, book available wherever books are sold. Link on our website to pageturner.us, take you right to George's page, and you can get information, order the book there as well. You present the couple. I mentioned that by chance, Duncan and Stella meet at a park. You present the couple, it's like love at first sight when you read that story. Do you believe love at first sight? Does that happen in real life, do you think?
Actually, it does. I'm one of the victims of it. I can tell you the short story of when I met my wife, actually it was the second time. First time we went, I was invited. I'm a musician, classical musician by training, and I was home from the Navy for a vacation period, and my mother said, "Well, they're going to do this cantata at this local church. Would you like to go?" And I said, "Well, I love classical music. You know, I was thinking this was something from by Bach or Handel or something. Actually, it wasn't. It was just a bunch of Christmas carols. But anyway, I went a double date with them. I didn't know either one of them, and so after the cantata, we got in the car, and I just went home. So I didn't really pay any attention to her. However, when I was getting out of the Navy, I was going to go to college, and I needed a algebra book to study because it had been a while since I'd had algebra, and that was going to be on the exam. So I happened to mention that to my mother, and she worked out at the Ruston State School there in Louisiana, and she had a friend whose daughter just happened to have an algebra book. So I said, "Okay, well, I'll go over there." I didn't even know it was the same girl, basically. So I didn't know the address or anything, but Mom gave me the address, and I drove over there. And her mother answered the door and escorted me in, and there was my wife, Ruth. She was sitting on a couch, petting this cat, and the algebra book was on the table, and she was pointing at it. She didn't want to have anything to do with me because basically I had been rude to her on the first occasion of our visit. I had, you know, just dropped her off the house and went home, and she thought that was kind of rude, and so she avoided me thereafter. But anyway, but I fell head over heels the minute I saw her on the couch petting that cat. There was just something about it. I said, "That's the lady I'm going to marry." So, and it's been 54 years now, and we still have our times together, but mostly we love each other as, you know, forever.
54 years, that's amazing. So there is such a thing as love at first sight. It happened in George's real life. You'll see it unfold in his novel, Escape to Happiness. What's the secret to a long and happy marriage? 54 years, it's going strong. You've got children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, a loving family. What's the secret to a long, successful marriage?
To me, the key secret is she's always right.
It's real easy to say, whether you believe it or not, yeah, you're right, and just go on. It's not worth the argument, is it? She's right all the time, and it works. It's worked for you for 54 years and counting. We love what you've done with Escape to Happiness. The author is George Park, our guest on the program. Are you working on something else now? I mentioned the background, writing family history, genealogy, branch off into this romance novel, the short romance, Escape to Happiness. What are you working on now?
Well, basically, I most of the time that I spend in writing is researching for my family history. And so I've been doing that for 50 plus years. I work on my wife and my own personal genealogy. So I published a number of books, very extensive, detailed histories of, I'll pick out an ancestor, maybe 10 or 12 generations back, and then I try to trace that person's children and the children of that person and their children and so on down to modern times. And so it's just it's a great experience learning about people who are related to me. I get to, oftentimes we go on a vacation, we'll drive along and I'll have people that I'm related to or Ruth is related to that I'll contact along the way, and we can stop and visit them before we go or come back from the vacation. So it's just a branch. And of course, that involves love. So I guess that's where the ideas of writing some of these romance novels that I've written. But yes, I'm always working on either a genealogy book or sometimes a romance.
You know, and it's what a gift for your family. Two daughters, eight grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren. They can read, find out who they are, where they came from, all of the family associations. Boy, I think back and I wish somebody had done that in our lives, where they put the past together so we fully understood these people. And so many fascinating stories. And you've done that with the genealogy books that you've written. George, the time has gone by way too quickly. I love what you've done in the novel Escape to Happiness. A great story unfolds there. The book's available. I'll send you again to pageturner.us, available wherever books are sold. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of this. You mentioned possibly turning this into a screenplay of some kind. That would be fantastic. Good luck with that, and congratulations on all the success you've had with Escape to Happiness.
Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure to have George Park with us on the program. The book, Escape to Happiness. Go to pageturner.us. In fact, we have that direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.